and would travel around and pick cotton wherever someone would hire them.
Would they come in illegally?
Sometimes. Uh-huh. And so they would sort of be gypsy-like.
Hmm.
And they would come in irregularly
mm-hmm.
to my father's store. And he learned a Spanish word for everything in the store for those occasions.
Well, good. Do you have any name for Scandinavians?
No.
Canadians?
No.
Okay, that takes care of the ethnic pejoratives. What are the two major political parties?
Democratic and Republican.
Do you know any other terms for them?
Well, people say the elephants and the donkeys.
Mm-hmm. For which?
The elephants would be Republican.
Okay. Any derogatory names?
No.
All right. What is your term for the type of person that has long hair and is unwashed and might live in a commune?
Hippie.
Okay. What do you mean exactly by that term?
Someone who was a part of the revolution of the 60s. I associate the movement with an attempt to change parts of the government and parts of the American system that were and still are unsatisfactory. Kind of a rebellion against some of the established prisons.
You use past tense for it. Does that mean that there are no hippies now?
I saw the 60 Minutes program on television that did a real interesting interview with some of the same people they had interviewed in the 60s who they considered hippies. And they went back and, you know, found them again to see what they were doing. And two were, had brain damage from drugs and were in really sad shape in the, you know, in little cells in the corner all curled up in a mental institution. And it was really awful. Another one was, you know, a banker now or something. He had totally lost his, whatever motivation he had before and had just sort of given up, gone the straight way.
Uh-huh.
And another one talked a long time about how she thought that they had been right and that they had had good values and lots of hope for change, but that it had all been defeated. And that it was real sad, you know. That, and I got the feeling from that and from people in my town who had the same experience, sort of disillusionment, that the movement is really over.
Oh, okay. What term would you use for a non-romantic relationship with a member of the same sex? You would say she is my
friend.
Or even stronger than just friend. She is the very closest person to you.
Best friend.
Okay. Would you have a term for the person in a situation when the child's real parent has perhaps died or abandoned him and somebody else, it might be a relative or an older neighbor, but some adult befriends the child and becomes very close to him? This is not a legal relationship.
Foster parent, that kind of thing.
Okay. Did you ever hear a term like play mama or play daddy?
Yes, I've heard both of those terms.
Is that what that means?
Yes.
Okay. In what sort of context have you heard it? Do blacks use it, or younger people?
Younger children. I've never heard blacks use it.
Mm. All right.
Young white children.
Mm-hmm.